Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Irem Said, with the Global Tell Summit series, From Heartache to Joy. Joining us again now, I don't know how many times now, is Virginia Rounds Griffiths with her one of her favorite topics, which is about digestive health. So today we're going to be talking about digestive health, restore, repair, regenerate, and reboot your digestive system. Why is that so important? It is one of the most important things to pay attention to right now because we all know digestive health is very, very closely related to our immune system, which we all need to make sure is healthy and strong as much as we can get it. So find out how a healthy digestive system synchronizes with a healthy immune system. You will also find out how does food allergies and intolerances affect the GI. Find out what sphincters are and their importance in our GI tract. Discover the devastation of chronic issues in the GI tract. Learn why a healthy microbiome equates to a healthy brain. So a very important foundational call today with all these important topics. And as always, Virginia is going to be doing her really famous and popular scan. So she's going to be scanning you to see what kind of enzyme deficiencies you have, what kind of digestive issues. And there was one more thing, Virginia.
Stress.
Third quick question.
That's the biggest one, stress.
The biggest one, stress, yes. So she's going to be scanning, doing those scans on the call. Make sure you're on the phone and then press star to raise your hand. All right. If you haven't heard Virginia before, in her own words, she says, I work globally with thousands of clients as a medical intuitive and an energy alchemist based in the UK in conjunction with my spiritual heart team of various ascended masters and archangels, and, of course, through God, Source, Holy Spirit, and Mother Earth. As a medical intuitive, I scan your body, tell you what I find, and clear any negative imbalances that are detected to bring harmony, balance, and well-being back to your life. As an energy alchemist, I clear and remove negative energies from your body, and I also clear houses and hospitals and schools, purifying water, and lots more of negative energy, including geopathic and technopathic stress, negative vortices, portals, parallel lives, and other entries to the thin veils between dimensions. Very exciting call. Let's welcome Virginia to the call. Awesome to have you back with us, my dear.
Oh, thank you so much, Irem. I feel like I should get my blanket and pillow and come and live in this cyber world.
love it. Cool. So, yeah. Wish we had a little cup of tea that we could share. That would be awesome. But we can always energetically share a cup of tea. So I want to begin with our first question, Virginia, which is where in the body does digestion begin and its importance?
Oh, boy. All right. So the very first place where digestion begins is in the mouth, right? Because that's where we have six sets of glands. Saliva glands, which inevitably, Irem, when I'm working on a person, either 2, 4, or 6 of those will be blocked. There's no saliva coming through. And taking into consideration that the saliva breaks down the food, it starts already as we start to chew the food, it's starting to break down already before it even goes into the esophagus and down into the stomach where more enzymes are then come into play to clear to break down the food even more so that it extracts all of the nutrients that are needed by our bodies. So it starts straight away in the mouth. And, of course, another thing that is prohibitive of digestion too is that we don't chew our food properly. Huh? So, therefore, we've got these big lumps of food going down into the stomach, and the digestive system from there on is also difficult for the body to handle as it goes through the digestive tract. Another one of the things that I find really, really important too is the tongue. we don't give very much credence to the tongue, Iram. And I usually break I usually divide the tongue down into three parts. So the first part is the part that you can see, which is the tip of the tongue, etc. And with the majority of people, that's fine, because you must remember the tongue is swallowing the food. It's taking the bolus down through the esophagus, and therefore the motility starts right from that place. And I find a lot of people have issues, especially in the bottom half of the tongue, which is down into the throat, and even the part that is between the tip of the tongue and the middle and the back of the tongue. So it's really, really important.
So what kind of issues? What do you mean that they have issues with the tongue? What kind of issues?
There's blockages of some kind. The muscles aren't working well. The whole system with the tongue is just not in balance. And so when I go in, I clear all that out, and then the tongue comes back on board. And a lot of older people, too, Iram, you'll see that they don't have control of their tongue, because the tongue is there is a cranial nerve that goes back up into the brain that links into the tongue. And then they have swallowing issues. Oh, my goodness, I think every single person that I work with has got problems with their throats, even children, all right? And that's all because of this swallowing issues, the tongue, and, of course, in adults, we're talking thyroid issues as well. So, yeah, there's so much involved. And we have no idea.
Wow.
We're just going along merrily doing this and that, getting on with our lives and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I'm feeling really dry today. I wonder what that is. Oh, maybe it's just, I'll just take a drink of water. But in actual fact, a lot of it is to do with the fact that our six glands, of those six, either three will be blocked, four will be blocked, five, somewhere along that, in that line. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We don't even give the tongue any credence, right? You just don't even think about it. All it's there is there.
Yeah, I agree.
We see it. Yeah. But there's so much more.
I mean, everything, if you want to address the root of your health, I mean, whatever it is that you're looking at, it starts with the digestive system. And we already know, I don't think we need to go into the importance of digestive system and the effectiveness of our immunity. But I would really like to explore a little bit with you which part of the nervous system is intricately linked with our digestion.
My beautiful, beautiful vagus nerve starts with a V, like my name. And it's troublesome, okay? When it's not happy, the vagus nerve is called the rest and digest nerve. When it's at rest and everything is calm, the whole of your digestive system is at peace and it works well. It works in balance. Inevitably, because of the stress that we're all experiencing, and it doesn't matter what kind of stress that is, people say to me, what's the stress? Is it environmental? It's internal. It's emotional. Eventually, stress becomes emotional, right? And the stress sets up the vagus nerve to be jumping up. I always liken it to jumping up and down in the background going, look at me, I need some help, okay? And then, of course, the vagus nerve, because it runs all the way again through the throat, right? Big time. So I can always know when there's something, an issue with somebody's, whatever it is, when I trace the vagus nerve coming down through the throat, it goes into the lungs. Every time the lungs are an issue, it goes into the heart. That's sometimes is an issue, not always. I'm just going to digress here for a moment, Iran, because when it goes into the lungs, it connects with grief and sadness. Very, very interesting.
Yep.
Because grief we hold in the lungs and sadness is in the heart. And the heart and the lungs work together, right? So you'll always get that combination of the emotional stuff. And, of course, that is told to me by the vagus nerve when I trace it down. Then I go down, then you trace the vagus nerve, it goes down all the way through the esophagus. The esophagus is so important as well because it is the vehicle whereby everything goes down, all our nutrients go down in through there, the food is going down through there, all kinds of things. So then we go into the stomach, and that's a whole setup on its own. Gallbladder, the vagus nerve goes to the stomach, to the liver, to the pancreas. to the spleen, to the kidneys, and then to the small and large intestine. So you see the whole, it's absolutely intertwined with the digestive system, right? And that's why it's so important, that particular, that, and where does it come from? It comes from the brain. It goes all the way back up into the medulla oblongata, and mm-hmm. that's where it has its roots from there. And then the blood, also in the medulla are the swallowing issues, the speech issues, the tongue issues. So that's all interconnected again. Nothing in the body, Iran, which is so fascinating, is a standalone. I was talking to, I had a client. She had a thyroid issue. And she says, oh, the doctor tells me my TSH is too high. And then I started to connect all the dots. I said to her, okay, so number one, you've got trauma, right? Yes. I said, and that means it's taking its toll on your vagus nerve, on your adrenals, on your digestive system, on your thyroid. And she said, oh, my gosh, you're right. Because, you know, all those issues she had problems with, plus the lungs. So none of this stands alone. That's what, I love the body. Just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so beautiful. Absolutely. When it's working in harmony, all those connections work so beautifully. And then if it is in disharmony, then everything gets affected. So very important information. I want to now ask you about what have you worked with thousands of people globally. What have you found, Virginia, to be, is there one big reason why our digestive system is constantly out of balance?
Yes, my dear. Stress. You know, it's a five-letter word, and yet it's the biggest denominator, common denominator for all the things that are of imbalance in our bodies. Now, you take into consideration when we're stressed, and I don't know whether I mentioned this the last time we were speaking, but I've found people's stress levels have gone from the 80s, 70s and 80s to the 90s now. Everybody's, that's how stressed they are. And, you know, COVID has had a lot to do with it, but I think it was kind of going to be raising its ugly head anyway, right? So, but stress, what people don't realize as well is that it can shrink the brain, right? It takes its toll on the digestive system hugely. It takes its toll on the endocrine glands. Therefore, the adrenals get drained because you're pouring out adrenaline and cortisol. The thyroid gets affected because that's one thing I have found about the thyroid getting depleted. It's from the hypothalamus not being well, and it's not setting out the TSH and the T3 and T4 as it should be. Just about every single person that I work with has a problem with their hypothalamus. And, of course, the hypothalamus balances our hormones, and it balances our metabolism. So you see how everything is, again, interconnected. So the more stressed you are, the more you're putting pressure on your body, the more contracted you become. And around and around, it's like this vicious circle that just keeps. And we keep wondering, oh, well, why is my stomach doing this? Or why is my throat, you know, why am I so tired? Stress. Mm. It comes back down to stress. Just incredible. And
it
is.
It is. Incredible. Wow. That is amazing. I have a question on the webcast from Tangma. And she said, and I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, Tangma. she mispronounced mine. She wrote me agent. Okay. Hello, Virginia and agent. It's Iram dear, but that's okay. I'd love to know if there's a relation between the nervous system and the tongue. That's a really good question. And then she goes on to ask, do degenerative diseases like Parkinson's have some roots with the gut, and how can we address that?
Yes. So the first question was, does the central nervous system? Yes, that's what we were talking about with the vagus nerve, because it is one of the cranial nerves that sits, one of 12 that are in both sides of the brain. Okay, so there'll be two on both sides. And what was the other question, please, Iran?
So after that, you said, do degenerative, Parkinson's have some roots with the gut?
Yes, it does. This is, science is already finding this out. that there are issues from the gut, and everything comes back to the gut, Yvonne. That's the most important thing too. This is just amazing, because if the microbiome is not happy, and I'm going to say this, probably 99.9% of us, our microbiomes are not 100% healthy and happy, then we're going to have issues within our bodies. Simple as that. Okay? Because they're in the microbiome, which is this, like, this ecosystem in there. And if it's out of balance, most times is, then it's going to have its effect. And you're talking the brain-gut connection. Vagus nerve is exactly that. Vagus nerve runs all the way down into the gut.
So what
and
about
it takes
blood?
Everything back up. Blood?
What about the blood, Virginia? If everything is connected, what role does blood play in all this?
Well, you think about it, Yvonne. The blood is a common denominator in our body, isn't it? It runs through everything, right? It runs through our legs, our arms, our brain, our everything. So it's transporting stuff back and forth. And if there are toxins, guess where they're going? Everywhere. And if our liver is not happy, because that's where the filtering happens for the blood, the liver and the kidneys, then that means, you know, our blood is toxic. That's one of the very first things I usually go in is clean the blood, because I know everybody has an issue with the blood. And because it's a common denominator, it runs, you know, through the heart, into the lungs, up and everywhere, into the brain. So that's why the blood is so important.
Everything is connected, absolutely. Now, you mentioned the importance of enzymes, and you're going to be doing scans on the one-on-one scans that we're just about to begin about digestive enzymes. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to be scanning and what is the importance of these enzymes.
So what I'll be scanning is, and I have to keep it fairly general because otherwise, you know, there's too much to go into, right? So I'll just give them a scan on their stress levels, which of course affects the digestion, on the digestive system itself, and on the enzyme percentage. So everything will be percentages when we go in, and I'll do the scanning on that. So what role does the enzymes play? Big, big role. It breaks down the food, as we know, right? So a lot of times, the majority of us, our hydrochloric acid is not strong enough in the stomach. When the food comes down out of the mouth and into the esophagus and into the stomach, that's the first place it hits. And so a major stuff goes on in there. They reckon that the hydrochloric acid on its own, this is the wonder of the body. It's just so perfectly made. Because if you were to come in contact with the hydrochloric acid outside the body, it would eat up whatever it is in its way, right? But because of the lining of the stomach and the way we are made, it doesn't do that. It just works on the food that comes in. Inevitably, our hydrochloric acid is never strong enough because, again, it comes back down to nutrients and what we're eating plus stress, and on and on and on we go. Now, the enzymes are very, very strong, that need to be in the liver and in the gallbladder. Now, when the food comes out of the stomach, it goes into the duodenum, which is the top of the small intestine. And then the enzymes have broken down the protein, the carbohydrate, and the fat within the – this is what the bile and the liver give us, the enzymes that come out of there. And then they come down into their own separate channel into the duodenum. So the food comes in from the duodenum, and then the enzymes come in from the liver and the pancreas, and then they start working in the duodenum to start now breaking down the food even more. And then the food goes down into the jejunum, which is the next part of the small intestine, and that's where it gets absorbed. So, you know, this beautiful process that goes on everywhere. But if those enzymes are not strong enough, and inevitably they are not, right? Our enzymes have been, again, through stress, again, through what we're eating, the nutrients that we're taking in our bodies just not working properly. So that's why enzymes are so important, Yvonne. Okay?
And yes, absolutely.
Just beautiful.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for explaining that. And Tangma, dear, I was kidding with you anyway. There's no problem. You can mispronounce my name. It's okay. I don't mind. So no issues, dear. I was just pulling your leg. Okay, so people are really ready to get their scans. Let's go ahead and do that because I'm getting a lot of questions on the webcast. So, guys, you won't be doing scans on the webcast. You have to be on the phone to be able to get a scan. So please dial in and then press star 2. All right, so we have 20 people that have raised their hand. Can you pick a number, please?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to get the number 7.
Number 7 is area code 425. You're on. 425.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Sue.
Hi,
and I was
Virginia is going to be doing a few scans. I'll let you take over, Virginia.
Thank you very much, Iram. Okay, so Sue, let's have a look at your school. Would you say that you're fairly stressed, Sue?
Well, I have digestion problems and I have thyroid problems. So, yes, whatever you see.
Okay, so I'm going to look at your stress levels first. And, So I'm getting your stress levels are at 86%, all right? And looking at your digestive system, your health, your digestive health. Your digestive health is coming up at 60% soon. Does that ring bells for you? Does that feel right?
Well, I've about 6 months now, I've just had problems, you know, going to the bathroom. So, but I have no tummy problem, you know, I don't have any pain or anything like that. And so when you
how
say
old are you
80,
now, darling?
How old am I? 62.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, that's pretty good. So I'm getting 60% is your health, your digestive health. I'm just having a look at the your enzymes, and they are. I'm getting your enzymes at 40%. So your enzymes are fairly dire. Okay? That's low. So it's not breaking down the food like it should do. And which of course then will set up issues further down through the whole of the digestive system. Which is probably why you're experiencing that. That's taking into consideration the stress levels as well. All right?
Okay.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you. So I guess I will get your package then.
Sure, darling, yes.
Do you
There's
have a recommendation?
There. There's
one
package.
Cool.
Yes, yeah. And it's really
packed
with a lot of stuff. And honestly, it's probably been it's so packed with value. It's a no-brainer. It really is.
Awesome. And we'll talk about it in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Sue.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so I drop her hand. And pick another number for me, please.
Number 3, thank you.
You're welcome. 510, you are unmuted. Oh, let me try it again. 510, you are now unmuted. Hello? 510?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes.
Hi to you both. My name is Gentry.
Hello, Gentry.
Hi, Gentry.
Hi there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you need me to speak on anything or you just start with the scan.
No. I'll just go in and have a look. So I'm looking at your stress levels, Gendry. Do you consider that you're stressed?
Yeah, I'm undertaking some new endeavors that have to do with a career path. So there's a lot on my plate.
Yeah. Okay, so let's have a look here. I get your stress levels at 91%, my dear, okay?
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty high. Now, for those people that aren't aware, my voice changes when I come into a lot of negative areas, you know, when I know that energy needs to be cleared. So that's why my voice went funny. And Ivan knows, and usually she alerts everybody about, but I'm doing it now, okay?
Okay.
Looking at your digestive health. Oh, no, no. Would you consider your digestive health is healthy or not, Dendry?
Well, according to your voice, it would confirm that I don't feel. I've had IBS symptoms for decades, and I did just end up in the emergency room and had a ruptured appendix in August. I don't really know how to relate that. Well, thank you.
I'm getting your digestive health at 50%. All right. So it's definitely needing some help there, darling. And I'm just going to look at your enzymes. Disconnect, thank you. My guides come in really close, and so I have to tell them to disconnect because they make my brain go all mushy. Okay, so have a look at your enzymes. Oh, your enzymes are needing a lot of help here, all right?
Okay.
Let's have a look. I'm getting 30%. So did anybody tell you this when you went and had your checkup with the doctors or anything like that?
Did they speak on enzymes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, but I do take supplemental enzymes and like a supplemental HCL.
Okay, just wanted to say this. Do you work with muscle testing at all?
Personally, like, do I do it with myself?
Yes, or do you have someone that can help you with it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, get someone to help you with it to find the right enzymes for your body. Do you understand?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, because sometimes we look at this lovely shiny package and it says all these wonderful things and we think that they're going to do good for our bodies, but that's not necessarily what will work for someone else won't work for you. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, darling. All the best, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
It was just, she was meeting, it was just like the confirmation of what she already knew, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, and
thank you, Jennifer.
Get those enzymes here. Beautiful. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to take this question from the webcast. This is from Elizabeth, and she said, "Hello, Virginia. Thank you for being here with us. 2 months ago, I had a big surgery called the Whipple, which eliminated my gallbladder, the head of my pancreas, and, oh, gosh, duodenum. And
the
duodenum,
where
some of my duodenum. And rearranged some of my digestive organs are attached. Mm. Are you familiar with Whipple? I have lived with chronic stress from early childhood trauma. I'm concerned for my future health since the surgery. Any information that you can offer would be appreciated."
Oh my gosh, that's pretty severe what she's had done, because that's a lot of cutting out and stuff that, you know, we're in need of. Let's have a look here. I'm just scanning her digestive system anyway. Oh. I'm picking up 20%. So, now you have a look at the stress factor that she talked about since she was a child. And you see how it's impacted on her digestion at this stage. That's how much it's taken its toll on her. Bless her heart. Wow. I suggest if you can to have a session with me, my dear, okay, Elizabeth, that would be good, because there's a lot of stuff that, you know, you don't really want to talk about out here on the public platform, but you're definitely needing some help there. All right. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for answering that.
Iram, if I can just say something.
Yes, please, go ahead.
The package is only one package, but there's another part where they can buy a separate session with me behind the first one, all right? So just in case anybody's looking for that, it's behind first package A,
So when you check out, that offer will come up.
Okay. Yes, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for clarifying that. Do you suggest that people take supplemental digestive enzymes?
Well, again, I really, yeah, absolutely brilliant. But I was about to say, Iran, that please, 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 we spend all this money on supplements, right, which we think is doing all this amazing stuff for our bodies. And then we sort of think, oh, well, okay, yeah, that's just, it's not, I can't feel any great benefits. I'm not getting an aha. So if you have access to someone that can help you with doing muscle testing, then please, please, please get that done there. Because, you know, it's like, for instance, Iran, you like bananas, and I like bananas, and we get told that bananas are a healthy food for our bodies. But I know, for me, the bananas are not good for my body, so I don't eat them, right? But in the big scheme of things, generally, it's supposed to be a healthy food. But it may suit your body, but it doesn't suit mine. And the same thing with supplements, with the food we eat. We have to be so careful of what we're actually consuming. Because if we're doing all this wonderful stuff for our bodies and it's not working for us, for the benefit of us. It's like spinach, you know, they talk about this wonderful, everybody should be eating spinach, it's good for you. It doesn't work for me. Right? Not good for
mine. It doesn't work for my daughter either. She's allergic.
Yeah. So the healthy foods aren't always, and same with supplements. Be aware.
Yeah.
And if you can get someone to muscle test it for you, by all means, because then you know for sure that it's working for your body.
Beautiful. Well, let's go ahead and talk about your offer then, because there are a lot of questions about the package. And if you guys, once Virginia is done explaining, then you can send your question on the webcast. So let's go to orderjoy2020.com/help. orderjoy2020.com/help. And you can also press the special offer button, and it will take you there. So, Virginia, if you can go ahead and explain what's in this package, because we already established gut health is extremely, extremely important for any kind of disorder or any kind of health issue. So let's talk about how we can get our digestive system in optimal order.
Indeed. So the very first MP, everything in this package is MP3s. They're all MP3s, and they're all silent. Some of them may have some subliminals. You may hear my voice talking underneath of music, but the majority of them, they're silent. And what I like about the silent ones is that they really do have the vibration and the energy and the frequency behind it, which is really all you need, all right? And the other thing is, of course, you can play these in the background. You don't have to have them up loud. They can be played quietly. And you can intend that they saturate the whole household. So if anybody's in the house, everybody will be getting the benefits from this. So, of course, our very first MP3 is all to do with the mouth, the tongue, the gums. And then the second one is we target the esophagus and the stomach. So we go into the stomach and we ask for help with that. You know, there's so many different issues here. I would have loved to have concentrated on one thing at a time, but I had to, you know, package them together, group them. So the next one is all about the gallbladder, your liver, and your pancreas. And these three organs are really important because they are the ones that set up the enzymes for you, okay? So this is a really, really important one. Then we're working on the small and large intestine, which we go in and clear. And we know that in the large intestine, there are all of those chronic issues, which is to do with, you know, diverticulitis, IBS, Crohn's disease, all of that, which can be so, so devastating to our bodies. The next one, the MP3, is all about your digestive hormones, because there are such things, as well as the enzymes, which we've been, you know, talking about so much on the call today. We then go into the microbiome. That's the next one. And so we reset that, and then we release the inflammation within the microbiome. Again, so, so important. Then we are going to be addressing antibiotics and medication damage. And it's really interesting, too, Ron, because when I do the brain, I see the devastation that these can do to the brain as well. So, you know, it's not only happening with the gut, but it's also taking its toll on the brain. There's another MP3 now for food intolerances and allergies, which again comes back down to stress and the quality of our microbiome again that sets up, you know, intolerances and all that issue as well. We target another MP3. This one targets your blood, the toxins in the blood, and skin, of course, because if your skin is one of the biggest air organs, it's there on the outside of our body, and it sets us up for psoriasis, eczema, acne, all of rosacea. So all of those things are contained in the blood. We talked about that before, Iram. That's what's getting taken around our body. And there's one way out, and that's through the skin. So that's usually where it shows in the skin, where we have rashes and skin issues. Candida. Oh, my goodness, this is one of the most devastating things. We all have candida anyway. And it's just when it becomes overgrown, when there's too much of it, that's when it sets up problems. And one of those things I found with most of the clients is it connects to leaky gut. So the candida sets up leaky gut and, you know, all kinds of issues that happen from the leaky gut. We then talk about the next MP3 is about the vagus nerve and the enteric nervous system. That's the nervous system that runs through the digestive itself, the digestion itself. So that's another nervous system on its own, the enteric nervous system. We then have, there's another MP3, which I threw in the last moment, and it's in as a bonus. And it's to do with all the devastating areas, well, the devastating diseases from the small and the large intestine, because, you know, we can talk about it, we can do clearing, but if you don't have an MP3 that helps you to keep it cleared, then, you know, it can reoccur, all right? So just letting you know about that one. So that's MP3 for chronic small and large intestine diseases. So that's at the end of the bonus packages. We have four 45-minute group calls. The first one is about clearing emotions. So important. My goodness, the emotions, as we are coming to realize this more and more, because we're mind and body connected and spirit and emotion. And this is another area, of course, which is causes the stress, which sets up all the issues in the digestive system. So we're going to do this particular one. It's all about clearing emotions from the organs and within the digestive system. Now, we also look at parasites, the second call, and, of course, heavy metals and other pathogens which are carried in our bodies, in our intestines, and carried with the through the blood. Again, the blood being the common denominator. Group three, the group call for three is SIBO and diverticulitis. So we'll address that and do a healing around that. And then the fourth one will be all about questions and answers and the individual assessment for those on that particular call, because I can't do it for anyone else, but we'll address individual assessments for those that will be on the call. Then we got the 90-day remote healing, which happens every Monday in my time, UK time. GMT, so that's set up at 10 a.m. every morning on a Monday. And then, of course, we've got the private Facebook, which you can come in and ask questions and share your experiences. And, you know, a lot of us have stories about this, so it'll be really, really lovely to share those stories with each other, because everyone is so individual and yet everyone is also so special. And that package, of course, is it's 147. That's why I said before, Iran, it is absolutely packed, jam-packed with really, really
good. You weren't joking when you said it's packed full of values. You weren't joking. It really is.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And on top of everything else, you have 90 days of remote healing, which is fantastic,
yeah.
And the private Facebook group to ask Virginia any questions. And then you have another MP3 bonus, which is chronic small and large intestine diseases. I mean, this is fantastic.
for this value. I mean, this is just incredible, you guys. And we want to just tell you that we have 50 packages at this offer. So you want to get it now, and then we will raise it because we want to honor Virginia's time and effort as well. So we will give the first 50 people a chance to get it at a discounted price because, you know, universe rewards people that take quick action, and I'm a very quick action taker as well, and we want to honor and reward those people too. So if you're one of them, welcome, awesome, congratulations, and you're going to get it on the lower price. It's an incredible, incredible value. Even at, honestly, $1,000, this is an incredible, it would still be an incredible value because if any of you have any of these issues described in the items, you guys know how much it is costing you in your life. I don't even have to go into that. You already know it. I mean, forget about how much money you have to spend on doctors and procedures and medicines and supplements and all of that stuff. But I'm talking about the human cost, the cost, whatever it's costing you on the value of life that you have, the quality of life that you have. That's what I'm talking about because that's where it really matters. So make sure you, if you've resonated with Virginia, if this is something that you feel is going to help you, then please go ahead, order joy2020.com/health. If you have any questions regarding the package, I will address those on the webcast. Otherwise, we're going to go back to working with some more people. So I'm going to refresh the page.
Can I just tell the story?
Of course. It's taking some anyway to upload.
Yeah. So basically, my story is about a beautiful little girl in Ireland. I worked with her and her family. I still do work with them. This is 5 years later. When I first came across this girl, she was around about 12 years old, 13. And she had dyslexia, anxiety, and digestive issues. I remember going into her brain, Iram, and I doubled over from the enormity of what I found there. And she was confused. She needed extra tuition all the time for her studies, and she couldn't concentrate, none of those things. And it's so beautiful because her mother just told me last week that she's 18 now, so she's coming out of, you know, her schooling, and she got 5 A's and 4 B's.
Oh, my God, how cool.
I know.
That is so awesome. So rewarding.
Oh,
that's child's life gets turned around.
Yeah. And what
I find
with the young ones, especially with, like, I'm working with a 3-year-old beautiful child in North Carolina and his sister, and they have anxiety. You know, they have stomach. Always remember, and this is for the parents and the grandparents out there. When a child talks about having a sore stomach, it's usually to do with anxiety. Okay, and that, of course, we call that stress because we're adults, but it's usually because the child is having an anxious moment about something. So this young girl, she was really agitated. Her stomach was giving her all kinds of issues. She was misbehaving, and her mother couldn't understand what was going on because this was so unlike this child. She's only 5 years old now. And when I went in and checked, sure enough, she had anxiety. And what was happening was her mother, because they come from a sort of Vietnamese background, and they were putting her into extracurricular for these math classes that little ones are starting, you know, can get on extracurricular. And it was really, really, she was kicking up. She didn't want to go to classes. So I said to the mother, why don't you just stop her going to those classes for a couple of weeks and see what happens? And the change was enormous. No more anxiety, no more problem with her stomach, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so to this day, she doesn't go to those classes anymore. So just beware, parents and grandparents out there, you know that there's something going on with your child if they're experiencing these kinds of issues. Yeah.
Wow.
They're very quick to clear, by the way. They're very quick to clear because that's the beauty of when you get them young, because you can clear them young.
Yes, you can clear them young and they don't have to deal with it anymore.
So no, beautiful. No. Thank you for sharing those stories.
My pleasure.
Are you ready to work with some more people? Ready to do some more scans?
I am.
Awesome. All right. So give me another number, please.
Okay. Next 13, please.
Number 13 is Denver, Colorado, 303 area code.
Oh, that must be me. This is Dawn.
It is.
Hi, Dawn. All right. So, Dawn, are you experiencing troubles with your digestion?
Probably. I was told at one point that I probably had leaky gut. I do have thyroid issues. Take, you know, medicine for hypothyroid.
Yeah. So, again, we're talking trauma. Again, we're talking stress. Because I'm picking up stress here. Okay?
Yeah.
Ninety percent stress I'm picking up, Dawn. Okay.
Whoa.
And I'm looking at, you see, it's really interesting, and I have to say this too, that a lot of people, when I say, are you stressed? And they'll go, no, I know. But when we delve into it, they are, because we live with stress. It's so long term. We don't even know we're stressed when we're stressed.
Yeah. Because
you don't know what you don't know. It's the same thing as you don't know you're stressed, even though you're stressed. Because you're living with it all the time, it just becomes part of who you are, and you don't get much beans. So let's have a look at your digestive health. Okay, let's. Oh, 60% Dawn is what I pick up for your digestion. And looking at your enzymes, I'm getting 60% for the enzymes as well. So there's an interconnection there. Obviously, yeah. You want it to be 100%, so that would be really, really good. So with my telling you what I've told you, does that resonate for you at all?
Probably, yeah. I must have some blockage or something, because it just seems like I have problems with my knees. I've had a hip replaced, and it almost seems like the nutrients don't get all the way through my body. I don't know.
Yeah. And what age are you at the moment, Dawn?
I am 67.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going to have the issues with, and especially when your microbiome's not working so well, and you're not breaking your food down as well. The joints do get affected because of inflammation and goodness knows all the other things that are happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Within the body. Yeah, because of that. All right. Thank you so much, Dawn.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, Dawn. Uh-huh. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Let's move on. There's somebody else from Denver, Colorado. I always feel so bad when I announce the city because they probably think it's them. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute that person, too. 720
sure.
area code. You're on. 720.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah.
Is that
What's
me?
What's your name?
Hi. Hi, Aram. Thank you, Yvette.
You're welcome. Yvette, awesome.
Yes,
all right.
Yvette, do you have anything that you need? Do you have problems with your digestion?
I feel that I have. It's my elimination has been off, where I'm just going once a day, and I know that, and I can just feel it in my body.
You mean constipation?
Because normally I would be going 2-3 times a day, and now it's just gone down to 1 a day.
Well, you know, I have to tell you this, darling. You're lucky. You're going once a day. There's a lot of people that love to go 3 times a day or even 1. Do you understand? I don't mean to. I'm not laughing unkindly, but do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Once a day would be really great for some people.
Oh, I can't even imagine the way that I'm feeling now.
It makes it so uncomfortable, especially if your system is used to it. Yeah?
Yeah.
I get 90% stress there, my dear. I don't know whether that resonates for you or not. And I'm looking at your digestive health. I'm getting 60%. okay, on that. And your enzymes. enzymes. Do you take enzymes at all, or had you any understanding that you might have an issue with enzymes? Can you hear me?
I've just started taking them again, and with HCl, the hydrochloric as well. So.
Yeah, okay. Okay, good. Well, keep it up and see what happens, you know, because, I mean, it's not going to happen straight away like everything else. It just takes its time. It's taken you all these years to get to where you are, or probably as you were coming through. So just see how that goes for you. And, you know, I would definitely recommend the package for you, okay? Thank you
okay.
so much.
And
thank
can,
you.
And which package yep. are you for Junior?
There's only one package there, darling.
Oh, is it? Okay.
But
I,
does,
I
she need the,
does
she need
does
the
she
session?
Need let's have a look. I'm not getting she needs a session. No.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to
thank
ask.
You. Okay. Sorry, thank you.
Just make sure you you're welcome. Just make sure you get it now while the price is still low. So get it before it goes up. All right. So all right, I'm back to you now, Virginia. Pick a number for me, please.
Sure. Let's have a look at number one's been waiting for a while. Yeah?
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. All right. 480 area code. Yeah, you're on. 480.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi there, what's
hi.
Your name?
Hi, this is Pamela. Hi, hi, Virginia.
Hi, Pamela.
Hello. Hi, Pamela. Good to have you on board.
Now, I got to say this, Pamela. You're usually, I see your number usually as number one or number two. You usually just call in, right? You're one of the
yes.
first people to call in. Cool.
Well, I do.
Hey,
I do.
Did you get picked? Okay, cool. All right, so 480. Oh, I'm sorry. Pamela.
Pamela. Pamela, I want to ask you a question, darling. Do you have any issues with your digestion?
I have had issues with, I had diverticulitis a couple of years ago, and
mm-hmm.
it was fairly mild, but it was there. And I have the, you know, regularity issue that a couple of people have mentioned.
Yeah.
Other than that, no. That's the,
yeah.
the bulk of it. And I'm really
yeah.
not under, I mean, I really don't feel like I'm under stress most of the time.
No,
I mean,
that's why I'm asking you that's why I'm asking you the question, though. Because I don't pick it up. You got it? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I find your stress levels are way down. And let's have a look at your digestive system. 70% is what I get. Your digestive health, and then looking at your enzymes, 60%. The enzymes could do with a bit of help, okay? But
okay.
as soon as you came on, I could see there was nothing. And you can tell by my voice. I'm not going, making all
okay.
funny kinds of noises. Yeah, so you're not doing too badly at all, as well, you know, not doing too badly at all.
That's awesome. Thank you. I do have a question for you.
Sure.
I have a grandson that was diagnosed at 4 with IBD and Crohn's
yep.
after he had, I can't think of the name of the bacteria, but he had this bacteria that typically will mimic that, but he wound up having severe colon issues. An entire
yeah.
digestive tract from his mouth all the way through, and
I can see
yeah. so I was
yeah.
wondering if the package would be. He's only 7.
Yeah.
Would the package be good for him, or would he need
oh,
a session
yeah.
or both?
Yeah.
Or
no.
What would you recommend?
I would. Well, if you're going to buy the package, the session is, you know, on the back of that. So I would
mm-hmm.
recommend both, because this is a very early age onset. And this is a good time to get it now, to nip it in the bud, right?
Okay, okay.
Just like,
yeah, because he's having a
flare-up
right now, and so I wanted to make sure that I do
and
what I can.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Hmm. And you'll probably find that as he's starting to get older, his stress levels will start to rise anyway, his anxiety, right? And so that will always go to the gut because that's where his weak point is.
Okay, and then do I need to get a package for me and a separate package for him? I live in the same house with him, or do...
No. If you want to get a package for him, you can be the proxy for him, all right?
Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
And then the MP3s, of course, if you're in the same house, you just play the MP3s for both of you and everyone else.
Wonderful. That's
thank
perfect.
You.
Awesome. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much.
You're welcome, Dawn.
All right,
you.
Pamela. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
All right, great. You're welcome. You're very welcome. All right, couple of questions on the webcast. Mary Jo said that the session option did not come up, but check out Mary Jo. I've sent your email and your question to Chris in customer service. She'll be getting in touch with you. They'll take care of you. And Ruth Jean, I forwarded your message as well, and yes, we will honor your request. So,
Ruth Jean is so cute.
I know, she's so cute. I love her. I adore her.
She is.
Okay, cool. These quick scans are going fast. Let's do another one. Give me another number,
sure.
Please.
Okay, let's go to number 11, please.
All right, number 11 is area code 847. 847, you are on.
Hi, thank you. This is Margaret.
You're welcome.
And
hi, Margaret.
I do have some issues recently with bloating and gas, so I would like to find out what is that all about.
Sure. I'll just, because I'm just doing the scanning. So I get your stress levels around about 82. Percent, which is not too bad. Well, it's better than 90s. Let's have a look at your digestive system here. I'm getting your digestive system at 50%. All right, that's your digestive health. And then looking at the enzymes, ooh la la. Your enzymes are definitely not happy here. Your enzymes are down to 40%. And
okay.
So I would definitely have a look at trying to increase those enzymes because they're, by the sound of it, your food is not being broken down properly, and therefore the absorption is not taking place as well. Does this kind of sound right to you?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Do you recommend some enzymes? How do I know what enzymes?
No, Sudhi, I can't. Not here right now. But if you did the session with me, then we could talk about that. Then it would help you with the muscle testing for your body.
Muscle testing
for you. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
You need
all
to
right.
make
thank
sure
you
your
so
body's
much.
Okay with it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
good questions. Yeah. So that is, I can tell you that Virginia is like this human scan, which is just amazing. She, as soon as we were getting on the call, like I was late joining and we had barely 5 minutes, and she just quickly goes, you've got something going on with your sinuses. And I said, yeah, I actually do. So she's just really, really good, just because when she's doing these mini one-on-ones, she's really like that human scan. She can zero in on your energetic field. She can scan your body very, very quickly. And I highly recommend, if you feel called, if you have the funds, get a session with her. If you haven't gotten one before, you're going to be amazed. I can also tell you one of the big reasons why Virginia keeps coming back as a repeat speaker is because our audience wants her. People that have bought packages from her are loyal. Everything she brings out, they want to get it. Why? Because her stuff is so good. Even on the webcast right now, I have comments from people
that are just so excited because they've got other packages and they loved the results and they can't wait to try this one out. She's just that good. She's really authentic, very heart-centered, beautiful energy, and just really pretty darn good. I mean, very, very good at scanning and telling you what's going on. So if
I'm
you
blushing,
want something
I'm
that
blushing.
Is accurate, oh,
I'm
you
blushing.
Don't need to blush. It's all true.
If I could
you
blush,
know
I'd
that.
Blush.
You know that. I love that. If I could blush, I'd blush. Well, it's all true. I mean, it really is. And a couple of times over the years when I've had, you know, a medical scare, because we do go through those well-meaning doctors that tell us, oh, this is what I'm seeing and this is what it's expected and, you know, da-da-da-da-da, I would call her up and she'd tell me, nope, nothing to worry about. And that's what it would turn out to be. So highly recommend that you work with Virginia if this is something, this digestive health, anything that, you know, you've been listening to the call, you feel is connected to what we were talking about. I really, really recommend her. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Ruth Jean just wrote in again, and she said, thank you, Irma and Virginia, remembering me on our one-to-one. So far, it was the most fun and effective one-on-one with any healer to date. I love you both, of course. Wow. And Ruth Jean is I know she gets a lot of packages. So for her to say this was the most effective and fun, I mean, I know you're a lot of fun, and I, of course, know that you're effective. But that's the thing about Virginia, that's, you know, you embody that, and I've told you this when we were in Dallas together too, you embody that beautiful divine feminine energy, you know, which is nurturing, wise, yet great wit, really great sense of humor.
Yes, I'll laugh at
sometimes
anything.
Sometimes that mischievous, sometimes that naughty, mischievous girl comes out too, and I love that. I just love that.
Thank you, Ron.
So,
thank you.
Yes, of course. You're welcome. It's my pleasure. And I mean it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do one more. And I think then we will call it a day. And if there are any questions on the webcast, please make sure you get them in now, because we will probably be ending the call soon. So I want to make sure that you get your question answered. All right. So let's pick another number and let's make it a good one.
15, thank you. Ooh.
All right, you're welcome. This is, seems like a long distance call. Country code is 49. You are on.
Somewhere. Europe. Mm.
Hello.
Country code.
Hi.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Katrin. I'm calling from Germany.
Germany. Oh.
Hello.
Hi, Katrin.
Katrin?
Katrin, like Catherine.
Katrin, very pretty. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I've been struggling with digestive issues and skin issues for a while now, and also like a lot of grief coming up, but kind of out of the blue. And yeah, maybe so you can give me some information about it, because I kind of can't get to the root of it.
Okay, my darling. So what happens is, we talked about grief before. And by the way, you know, there's a meditation to be done about this very thing, grief.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that. So, Katrin, what I'm getting here is the grief is coming from past life stuff. It's needing to be looked at now. Okay, this is what happens when we come through our lives. All of a sudden, something will come out from nowhere, and you don't understand. Yeah, and you don't understand how or why these things are coming up to be looked at. And that's usually because you've got to the stage where you were in a past life where it was very important, and that's why it needs to be taken care of now in this life. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, actually.
Yeah, it's true.
Not sure what it is exactly, but
yeah. But so, you know, a lot of times we don't even know. And and until somebody crazy like me comes along and says, guess what, that's from your past life, all right? Then it goes, aha, of course, because it's not something that you are aware of happening in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's the grief part of it. And I'm just going to have a look at your, I'm looking at your stress. Are you pretty stressed, Katrine?
Yes, I would say so. I had a lot of changes going on, and as well, like building up my own business now. So it's just like a huge transformation right now.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of stress going on in your in your body. I'm getting 95%, Katrine. That's very stressed, Donna. Okay.
Oh wow.
Yeah. It's 95% is what they're telling me. And I'm looking at your digestive system, your digestive health. Ooh, la la. I'm getting at 50%, Katrine, okay? Your digestive health is only working at 50% what it should be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I'm looking at your enzymes. Oh, la, la. So your enzymes are needing help as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting that your enzymes are only down to, I'm sorry, are at 40%, darling, okay? And that's really low.
Mm-hmm.
And that would contribute to the fact that you're experiencing disconnect. Thank you. Just disconnecting from the energy.
Mm-hmm.
That will be why you're experiencing what you're experiencing, and coupled with the stress that you're going through. So, there's a lot going on here. So, I would definitely recommend getting the package, and if you can, a one-to-one with me. Okay.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you. Lots of love.
Mm.
Wow. So we still have to do the meditation. And what I am now, I had forgotten.
Are you out of time?
We had a meditation. No, we're not out of time. We can increase the time. I am personally out of time. I will have to take off. But Gretchen will take over. And she can help get that done. Well, I wanted to thank you and thank all of the people on the call. Thank you so much. Thank you as always for participating in your health and your well-being, because as you shift, we all shift. And right now we really, really need to support each other, because, you know, just like I was thinking as you were explaining, Virginia, just like every organ in the body is connected and everything affects everything else, so are we. I mean, we are all part of this big system too, and when one person gets affected, it affects all of us. And when one person gets improved or they get healthier, that energy, that frequency shifts, and it affects everybody around us. So thank you so much for doing your part. And like I said, my wholehearted trust in Virginia, I totally, totally recommend her. So if you have, by the way, there was somebody, I could just see McDonald in the emails. I have forwarded your question also to customer service. I don't know why we're having issues with the checkout for some reason. Maybe they're doing an upgrade, but I have notified them and they'll be taking care of it. If you have any issues checking out, please make sure you email customer service immediately. That will ensure that your the price that you're trying to get is saved. Even if it's later that your transaction goes through, we will honor that price, okay? Make sure you email customer service, and you can find that email on any of our emails. You'll be able to find it easily. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and take leave now. Thank you so much. Lots of love to you as well, Virginia. Thank you for
all
the wonderful gifts you brought for us today. And Gretchen, are you here? Ready to
take
over?
Thank you,
I'm
here,
yes.
My dear. Yay! All right. Bye, ladies.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Mom.
All the best, sir. Thank you. Lots of love.
Thank you.
Are you there, my
sidekick? Hello, Virginia.
How are you, my dear? Lovely to have you on board.
I'm great. Before we do the meditation, I have a question. Can you, with the MP3s, can you play them and send them to family members through intention?
You know, we, in the last one that we had, the brain one, I said that we could build a rainbow bridge from your heart to theirs and send it that way.
Perfect.
Does that make sense?
All right, great.
Yeah. Yes, so, yes, it is absolutely. Intention. Yeah, but and then at the same time, your intention, if you build a rainbow bridge, which is easy enough to do, from your heart to the person's heart that you're sending it to, then that is like a double whammy, right?
Awesome. Yeah, my son has some issues with psoriasis, and I know it's always when he goes to college and he's stressed and he doesn't eat well. It flares up.
Totally.
He had been home for so long, you know, it really calmed down. And now that he's back, I can see it starting to come back. So I was like, ooh, these MP3s would be really good for him. So awesome.
His liver's not happy, see? His liver not happy, okay? Right now.
Yeah.
And that would be all that. And his blood needs clearing as well,
all right?
Yeah.
I thought I'd throw that in. All right, thanks. Thank you. I appreciate that, and that I saw a couple people ask that question, so that's perfect. Thank you.
Sure. No worries.
All right, my dear, over to you for this powerful meditation process you're going to take us through.
Brilliant. So what I want to explain to everybody is this meditation is about clearing grief. So, Katrine, if you're listening to this, my dear, hopefully this will help for you as well. Okay? So we're going to clear grief because the emotion of grief is stored in our lungs and in the large intestine. The large intestine holds a lot of emotions. So this particular one is about clearing the grief from the lungs and the large intestine. And many of us carry grief unknowingly, but these are the two areas that are connected, and it connects us via the meridians in your body, right, which is connected to those two meridians, the grief, the lungs, and the kidney meridians, and that's what we're working on when we do this. So before we start this, I want us to ground, because grounding will help you to manifest the work that we're doing. If you don't ground, it just gets lost and it doesn't hold, right? Grounding will manifest this for you. So just take a nice deep breath, close your eyes, and just close your cross your hands over your heart center, which is where you're the middle of your chest, and I want you to see your grounding cords. Now, the grounding cords extend from your base chakra, and they run all the way down through the center of the Earth Mother until we come to Mother Earth's heart. And I want you to see you wrap your grounding cords gently around her crystalline heart and give her greetings, love, and gratitude. Right, because she is our mother. She sustains us. We live on her, and we need to always be grateful for that fact alone. All the food we eat comes from Mother Earth. She nurtures the animals. She nurtures the fruit. She nurtures the veggies. And so we must always honor and be grateful to her for all of that. So with your eyes crossed and your hands over the center of your chest area, which is, of course, your sacred heart center. That's where your sacred heart lies. This is so important because your heart is the way forward, not the brain, not the mind. It's through the heart. Now, I want you to take a nice deep breath through your nose. That's right. Take a nice deep breath through your nose and expand your belly out. And then when you breathe out long and slow through your mouth. Okay, so breathing in, expanding the belly out, and then breathing long and slow through the mouth. We do that another time, breathing in through the nose, and long and slow out through the mouth. Each time you take a deep breath, You're dropping deeper and deeper down into your heart center behind your hand. That's where your focus is, behind your hands in your heart center. And we're going to take one more deep breath now. Take a deep breath in. Expand your belly out. Then breathe out long and slow through the mouth. Lovely. Now at this time, my heart team, synchronistically with your heart team, will attune you to the triple heart healing, which aligns your individual energy matrix and starts the process of igniting your divine heart instantaneously, uniting that with the heart of Source and with the heart of Mother Earth. So at this time, you see a golden shaft coming down from Source, linking Source heart with your heart and with the heart of Mother Earth. See that beautiful golden shaft running all the way down the center of you. And then now see it expand all the way outside your entire divine energy matrix, enveloping you in this energizing golden light from the shaft. We ask that this luminous, radiating golden light now saturates every single part of your divine energy matrix, and it cleanses, heals, purifies, releases and balances all energies that are not of love. Now remember, our express intention is to release, unlock, pardon yourself, and let go of all the grief that you are holding within your lungs and in your large intestine. So I want you to repeat after me with your hands across your heart center. I release all the layers of grief that I carry in my lungs and in my large intestine from my peasant lifetime. I release that to the Source of all that is. I release all the layers of grief that I carry in my lungs and in my large intestine from all of the past lives that I have brought through into my present life to be cleared. I release this now via the Source of all that is. Oh, gosh. I release all the layers of grief I carry in my lungs and in my large intestines from my ancestral lineage stretching back 7 generations. I release these all to the Source of all that is. And we ask that each person on the call live and on the call and the replay access the benefit of this releasing of grief. Oh, gosh. Not only from your lungs, but also from your large intestine. It's releasing and letting that go now. We know that our intentions are so powerful. And all is taken care of now. I want to reinforce your grounding So just make sure that you focus on the grounding cords and envisage them grounding and connecting again to Mother Earth. Beautiful. Now back up into your heart center. You see the golden shaft retract and come back into the center of you. See the source energy go back to source, giving gratitude, love, and thanks to source. See Mother Earth's energy return to her beautiful heart center, giving her gratitude, thanks, and love. And give gratitude, thanks, and love to yourself for being part of this journey. This journey for your releasing of the grief out of your lungs and from your large intestines now. So let it be written. So let it be done. And so it is. When you're ready, please come back into the room again. Take a deep breath. You might want to have a drink of water. And that will also help you with grounding too. Thank you, Gretchen.
Awesome. Thank you, Virginia. That was awesome.
Yeah, there was a lot of, especially past lives, that was quite interesting. A lot of people having grief from their past lives that they were holding in their lungs and in their large intestines. You know, we have no idea just how much we are affected by these other energies that we're bringing in from past lives and from ancestral. You know, we think it's all happening to us in the here and now, but in actual fact, there's so many more layers that are coming in from the past times. Because it's all happening now so that we can get rid of it now in this lifetime to free you up for your next journey with your soul, the next part of your soul's journey as you go forward. Gretchen, thank you, my dear. That's so beautiful. And I'm just hoping now, those people that have constipation, now that you've let go of the grief, you might have to, it might have let go of other things as well.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, because, you know, this is what it is. It's holding on. We hold on, right? I think we're trained to do that when you're a child. So you hold on when you, children hold on to things, and especially to emotions, and sometimes they don't want to go to, you know, to the loo or to the bathroom because they're afraid of something. And then it becomes a habit. And it gets entrenched in the body as we come through life. And that's why some people have chronic constipation, because they just don't know how to let go. And they don't even know. And they don't even know it. It's like I said to Imam earlier, we don't know what we don't know. We live with these things for so long that they just become part of who we are. And we accept them without even giving it any thought. But in actual fact, there's so much more that's going on within our physicality and in our emotional state as well. Anyway, that's me. I'm off my soapbox now, Gretchen.
I could listen to your soapbox all day, my dear.
I want to say thank you so very much to all the people that were on call today that listened and or were on, you know, on the phone or on the webcast. And it's such a pleasure for me to be part of the community. Thank you. And thank you to Iran. She's amazing. Thank you. And to you. Yes. You're my Yep. We always have fun.
Well, thank you, my dear. I always love hearing your voice and listening to your wisdom. So thanks for sharing that with us today. And thanks, everybody, for being here. This is a fabulous call. And if you have questions, you can email us and we can help you out. And otherwise, we'll talk soon. Thank you, Virginia, for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, everyone.